morning. It's 9:20. Nice morning. Sunshine, 29 degrees. Welcome to the Monday morning show, April 4th edition. Hey, thank you for waking up with us this morning, making us part of your day and part of your life. And our Monday talk around continues here. Been a busy morning. We're wrapping things up here with Pat Geist, Richland County Public Health. Pat, good morning. Good to see you again.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having us.
It's been way too long. Now, it is National Public Health Week this week. Tell us about this year's theme, Pat. What's it all about?
Okay, today is the first day of National Public Health Week, which runs April 4th through the 10th. The theme for this year's Public Health Week is Public Health is Where You Are. This really means that we're meeting people where they're at, whether it's in their neighborhoods, their schools, their homes, or their businesses.
Sure.
You know, at Richland County Public Health, Bill, we believe everyone deserves to live a long and healthy life in a safe environment. To make this happen, we try to tackle the causes of poor health and disease among individuals and within our communities, where we live, work, learn, worship, and play. Impact each of us and can determine what our health and our life expectancy is.
Now, Pat, you know, Richland Public Health has been such a cornerstone. How long have you been serving Richland County with your programs?
Well, believe it or not, we've been around since the 1930s in the county and serving the surrounding communities.
Wow, that is outstanding. And as far as the vision and mission statements for serving the county, what would you like our listening audience to know?
Okay. So our vision statement is we're a partner in education and disease prevention. Our mission is working together, promoting healthy lifestyles and living well. We would like our listening audience to know that we partner with private individuals, clinics, hospitals, businesses, schools, all kinds of folks to prevent, promote, and protect the county. You know, over the last 18 months, we've partnered with churches, schools, and businesses to provide over 7,000 vaccinations in the county. So we're pretty proud of that.
You should be proud of that. And there's that public health tagline again. What does it mean, Pat, in a little bit more detail?
Okay. So what we want people to know is that we work to promote and protect the people again in the community, again, where we live and work. You may not always see us. We're kind of sometimes behind the scenes.
Sure.
But the work that we do impacts everyday life. We work with the immunizations, the drug-free community, tobacco control, emergency preparedness, maternal and child health, environmental health, injury prevention, chronic and infectious disease, and food safety.
Boy, I don't know how you do that all in one breath. So many programs to serve the citizens of the county. Let's hear a little bit more about this.
Okay. And Bill, we truly believe we have something for everyone ages birth to 100. So I'm going to start just doing a little overview of the programs. But as the week goes on, we'll have lots of folks coming in from our office that will get a little bit more in depth and talk about each of these programs. So
sure.
I'm just going to give you a little highlight
of
most of our programs. So I'm going to start with family planning, and that's just a confidential sliding fee scale program, which provides information, education, exams, various birth control methods. We've improved the access to our family planning services. We now have telemedicine appointments. We're pretty happy with that, which means folks don't have to wait for a provider to be here. So that's very awesome. Two of our other health promotion programs are foot care and blood pressure screenings. We do several classes, and those classes include CPR, first aid, AED, babysitting basics, home alone for kids that are getting ready to stay alone, like for the summer, you know, when they might be off of school and folks are working.
Right.
And right now, we currently have a diabetes prevention class called Way to Change going on to help with diabetes prevention strategies.
Unbelievable. You cover so many bases. Now, as far as inspectors and people checking out issues within the county, you have that too, correct?
We sure do, and that is one thing folks call us on, wondering if we do those services. So what happens at our office is that we work with Bismarck, with the North Dakota Department of Health, and they perform inspections for the tanning beds, for the body art establishments, for school lunch programs, and for daycares. And then additionally, we have a contract with Fargo Cass Public Health, and they perform the inspections on the septic systems, swimming pools, and water testing. And what we have right now that you can come up to our office is we do have free radon kits. So at any point, individuals can just stop up on second floor of the law enforcement center and pick those up.
Oh, man, great information. And let's talk about this, Pat, briefly, too. You also offer testing for infectious diseases, and we talk about this a lot, immunizations, too, correct?
Yes, yes. One of the things we've seen during the pandemic in the last couple of years, we've seen a decrease in vaccination rates. So kind of one of the things we want folks to know is that if you've missed vaccinations over the last year or 2 years, get those scheduled. You know, we do do vaccination appointments for both kids and adults, and we're able to also print immunization records. So folks need those for school, for work, for daycare. And we also just want to put a plug in, you know, but you can come to us, you can go to the clinics. We just want people to get updated on vaccinations that they may be wanting or have missed.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, beyond the vaccinations, we also do testing. We do HIV testing. We do STI testing. And of course, that stands for sexually transmitted infections. We do hepatitis C testing in our office for individuals that are high risk. We also provide tuberculosis testing up at our office for high risk individuals, and free medications for those that have been diagnosed actually with tuberculosis. And we also routinely screen our inmates down in Richland County Jail for tuberculosis.
Wow. Again, covering all the bases. Pat, let's talk about something. It seems to be in the news constantly. We're talking about substance abuse. And tell us about your substance abuse prevention programs.
Okay. We have a program that works very closely with the youth so that youth don't even start using tobacco products. We also have tobacco specialists that deal with tobacco cessation. We have an opioid grant that assists with transportation for folks that may need to go to counseling appointments. We also have free Narcan at our office. Individuals can call us. Businesses can call us if you're interested in getting some free Narcan.
Okay. Well, let's talk about home health. Do you serve people in their homes, Pat?
We sure do. We have a home health program, which is both registered nurses and home health aide. And the nice thing about that is we go to the homes and we serve the clients just in the comfort of their homes. The nurses do assessments, can do shots, can do teaching after folks have been in the hospital, in a nursing home. We do bathing, we do lab work. We really individualize the care for the folks in their home. We also have telehealth monitors that people can get in their home. And you're just hooked up to a monitor in the morning and it sends vital signs, blood pressure, weight, those type of things, right back to our office. And our home health nurse can monitor to see how each client is doing with medications and diet.
All right, let's talk about, and I know that you're proud of this program too, the work you do with pregnant moms and children over there.
Yes, so we are also available to do home visits in the home for newborn babies. So we go into the home and we see the mom and we see the baby and we do education. So we're just happy if folks want us to do that. In addition to that, with new babies, we have car seats that are available at a reduced cost. We also do a Health Tracks program, which is for children 0 to 21, that we look at any early screening things that we may try to catch, such as vision issues, hearing issues, those type of things. So as they get into school and things that are not, we don't want any delays related to things that could have been picked up on an easy screen.
Sure.
We also go into the schools each year and we perform vision checks and we do growth and development education.
Okay, fantastic. Let's switch gears here for a minute. Talk about the nutrition program over at Public Health. Who's eligible for that?
Okay, so we have a WIC program and that stands for Women, Infants, and Children. And this provides good food and nutrition, and it's specifically for eligible pregnant and breastfeeding women, new moms, infants, and children that are up to age 5.
Wow, so you've got all that covered, too. Let's talk about, and something we're hearing about a lot, cancer prevention programs at Richland Public Health.
Okay, so we have Women's Way. Women's Way is a cancer prevention program for North Dakota women who are age 40 through 64. They can receive mammograms, clinical breast exams, pap smears, pelvic exams, and it's all free of charge by enrolling in really what we see as a life-saving program.
Right.
We also have a colorectal program, and that's specifically for North Dakota folks ages 45 to 64. That helps pay for colorectal cancer screenings. And in this past year, we've also received a grant from the North Dakota Department of Health to focus on cancer survivorship education and activities. So we'll be sharing a little bit more on that as the week goes on.
Boy, so much ground to cover here. Let's talk briefly, Pat, about Medicare. There's a lot of talk about that. Is there someone that can assist people with, obtaining medication once you reach Medicare age?
Yes, and we have what is called a community resource program. And that program specifically helps folks navigate that complex Medicare healthcare system.
It is complex.
And we also have a program that looks at enrollment for Medicare D, which is prescription coverage. And then we assist with Social Security applications and prescription assistant programs. This week, which is, as we've said, which is Public Health Week, we will be at the Week of the Young Child event, which is coming up this Thursday, April 7th, from 5 to 7 at the Wahpeton Community Center. During that, we'll be offering free at in-home test COVID kits. We also will have COVID vaccine there as well. What we want folks to know is that we have COVID vaccine at self-test kits for at home for ages 2 and up. Now, we have those for just the general public. You can just come on up and pick some up. We also want to encourage businesses to contact us if they would like a larger amount for their workplace. And it's important to really know how to kind of self-monitor and stay ahead of COVID, especially as we're approaching the Easter holiday.
Sure.
It's good to have some of those test kits at home.
Mm-hmm.
We also want people to know we're still providing COVID vaccination and rapid COVID testing, and we've now switched to Monday through Friday, so people can make an appointment by just calling our office. And we are doing outreach clinics as well in the county and in the community. And as of last week, the second COVID booster shot has now been authorized for 50 and older. So if it's been 4 months since you've had your booster shot, you are now eligible for a second booster shot. And at Richland County Health Department, we do have both Moderna and Pfizer vaccine available. So we'll just keep moving on with the
right.
COVID vaccination charge as well.
Fantastic. And Pat, how does a person find out more about all of the services that you provide over there?
So we are located on the second floor at the Law Enforcement Center right here in Wahpeton, right by the courthouse, behind the courthouse. Folks can either stop up, we're on second floor again, or they can call us at 701-642-7735 to ask about any of these services, or they can visit our website at www.richlandcountyhealth.org or visit our Facebook page. And again, I'm just the first of many to come this week.
Right.
Everybody will expand further on these services, but we're happy to be here during National Public Health Week.
Well, Pat, during this Public Health Week, thank you and everybody over there at Public Health for all the great work that you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Pat Geese, Richland County Public Health, as she mentioned, we're going to be talking with our friends over there all week long and really getting in depth on what services are provided there. It's 9:33 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Red River Energy in Rossholt is looking to hire process operators. The job involves being responsible for the safe operation of all plant products.